We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right. Can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. I need to chill. But then I see you smile, and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore, and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out some of your. Some of you. Summertime. Summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. Ease my soul.
I love you till the time is forced to slow down. I make you understand love the right way. I'd give you all of me to make you so proud. I'm begging for a shot, that is all I can say. Never let you go.
Teddy Bear, when I come back, I got some for you, and Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. New album, Sex, Love, and Pain 2, and not only that, family. World tour starting on March the 2nd, actually, in Dallas, right up the street from the Teddy Bear. So on behalf of the Comfort Zone and myself, it is my honor to welcome back to the show, Tank. Brother, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
Man, hey, I'm doing great. I cannot complain. Had a nice flight from Los Angeles back here to Houston. Attended the Grammys. Was really, really pleased and overjoyed with the festivity. But, man, I'm telling you, I'm so, so proud of you, man, and thoroughly impressed with the new album.
Thanks so much. Thank you very much.
It's really the last time we talked. You, like I said, you said, man, I got something special. I'm putting in the work, and I got something special. And I said, I take you for your word, but I didn't realize, I didn't have an idea or a concept that it would be that it would be this special. Man, you spent a lot of time, labor of love, working on this project. From an artistic standpoint, how do you feel about the overall album, the finished product?
Well, you know, it's, you know, we always have this supreme confidence, you know, going into it. And even when it's finished, you know, we were always proud of the work we do. And I think the final test is, you know, what the people think. And, you know, the people have, I don't know, man, the people have just responded, man, and given me so much hope and so much joy. And been so receptive and warm to this project, man, that it's beyond what I expected. It's beyond what I hoped that it would be. You know what I mean? It's just, it's one of the most encouraging feelings ever, that, you know, to feel like you're on the right track musically, and, you know, that the energy that you're sharing with the rest of the world is being received in a way that you want it to be received, man. So I'm overjoyed. That's a good word I could use at this moment, man.
Absolutely. You know, it definitely resonates. I've had an opportunity when I've had the time to see you, you know, provide some wonderful interviews from the Breakfast Club and so forth. And man, I'm looking at your demeanor, the way you just, you captivate the room. You can tell, man, it resonates on how happy and how pleased you are with this project. I had a conversation with a colleague. I said, man, most singers want to feast on this original piece, man. You did a fantastic job. Coming up with actually other artists to join you on this album, did you have an opportunity just to kind of sit down and pick and choose and say, this is the particular artist that I want to really vibe with and really want to work with on the new album?
Yeah, it was very clear and concise in terms of who we wanted to be involved with. You know what I mean? There was no like, okay, this guy can't do it, so let's get that guy. Okay, that guy can't do it, so let's get this guy. It wasn't nowhere near that type of process. When we finish a song, we say, you know what? You know who fits this? You know who would make this special? And we'd say, Yo Gotti would make this special. Or we'd say, Rich Homie Quan would make this special. Or Wale, you know, and so forth and so on. And I think that's the, you know, that's part of the magic and the beauty in this project, is that, you know, a lot of these things were tailor-made in those artists. You know what I mean? Like, we found the right fit to cater to me and those artists at the same time, so that it wouldn't be far-fetched. It wouldn't catch you off guard that Tank and Rich Homie Quan are on a record together. You know what I mean? Because when you hear it, it resonates on both sides. You know, and the cohesion is there. So, you know, we went in knowing exactly who we want.
When we talk about consolidate and quality over quantity, and you've always made it very abundantly clear it's always been about quality. For you being an independent artist and making sure that you put out a quality product, not just putting out a quality product, but making sure that the listeners are never cheated when it comes to a Tank album. And you talk about the feedback. Did it really shock you or really catch you off guard as far as how much love and how much positive feedback, not just from the listeners, but also from the press?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I was coming off of an album, Stronger, which I felt like was an amazing project. You know, it was a project that really highlighted my strengths in terms of, you know, turning back the hands of time and tapping into those old school artists and old school musical tendencies that helped to shape and mold, you know, today's R&B. And, you know, for that album to not be received as well as I thought it would be, and for the critics and for even some of the fans to not really even understand it, you know, it shocked me that they didn't even understand it. It was amazing how many people felt like I was doing something other than R&B and didn't realize where this music really came from. They had no idea that was our music, that we started that we originated that. And so, you know, it was disheartening, and it kind of left us out in terms of what I felt like they would, you know, they would say in terms of any of my projects moving forward. I figured they would just be looking for the bad thing to say just to say it. And so, you know, when this project dropped, I was like, hey, here's my all again. This is all I have. This is everything I am. And I'm going to put it all on record. And here you go again. You know, I'm the sacrificial lamb. Tear it apart if you must. And for them to respond the way that they did, it was like, wow. You know what I mean? It really feels good. You know, and I'll be the first to say, I don't do it for the critics. I do it for the people. You know, but it does feel good, you know, people whose job it is, you know, to listen to your music and chop it up and tear it apart, you know, when they actually, you know, give you some kudos for a change, it does feel kind of good. So I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And of course, man, also I want to congratulate you for being a dad again, man. And it's funny. We talked about this before as far as being a father. And a lot of times we take things so seriously, but it's such a wonderful feeling when you go home and you're with someone that just loves you unconditionally. It's not about Hank the artist. It's just dad. Being a father, how has that given you a different perspective, not only based upon your career, but also your music?
Honestly, it's taking the pressure off of it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I do music as a career and as a love. You know what I mean? And I've kind of put it into a perspective where it doesn't really make or break me. You know what I mean? Like, I do it because I love to do it. And I put the songs out, I put my stories out, I put my energy out there, and I leave it there. You know what I mean? I don't lose any sleep over it. You know, but, you know, when it comes to these kids, man, it's like, you know, they're everything. You know what I mean? When I come home and all the fans are going home, and, you know, the Instagram, you know, you close out all your apps, you got these little people, man, that depend on you for more than just number one records. They depend on you for more than just, you know, top 10 singles and albums. They depend on you, you know, for encouragement. You know what I mean? They need love. They need guidance. And that's where the strength is, man. That's where I draw what's the word I'm looking for? That's my motivation. You know, that keeps me going out here. You know what I mean? Is that, okay, this is all well and good.
It's just going back, comparing the Tank today and comparing the Tank 10 years ago. Completely different attitude, demeanor. As you told me before, it's like you have a completely different perspective when it comes not just with music, but just dealing with the industry overall, as far as having more clarity and understanding that this is a business at the end of the day. And I must applaud you, man. You do a fantastic job, of course, on the hit television show on TV1, of course, Born Again Virgin, man. I've always said you've had the acting chops. At any point, if you just say, you know what, I'm just going to completely step away from music and just put my whole focus and energy on acting?
No, well, I can't totally step away. You know, it's hard, but I do apply a lot more of my energy into that area.
Okay.
You know, acting is another, you know, for me, it's another mountain to climb, and I'm always the guy looking for challenge, looking for a new thing that can be great, and acting is that thing. You know what I mean? I've been in a ring with so many great actors and watched so many great actors. You know, I'm friends with so many great actors, and I watch them and I study them. I'm like, man, I gotta get good. I gotta, you know what I mean? I gotta get on their level, and, you know, and that excites me. You know what I'm saying? The journey to that next place. So, you know, the acting is definitely, you know, my main focus right now. And the music, you know, the music is there. The music is still love. You know, it's on autopilot. You know, I've been doing this since I was in high school, so, you know, I kind of understand what this is. You know, I feel like I know exactly what this is, where I need to go to get it, and all of these things. So, you know, I don't have to really stand on it so much, but this acting thing is really, really, really a new challenge for me. So we're really on it heavy at this point of my career.
You know, we sit back and we see all the things that transpire, just overall as far as the industry, and I think a lot of people from the outside looking in really truly don't understand the amount of work that it takes, especially being an independent artist. Can you give the audience out there a little bit more introspective look as far as what does it mean to have that kind of level of control over your career?
Well, like I said, with the understand song on the radio, you know, hear the song on the radio, you know, people only see the live television performance, but, you know, they don't see the contractual disputes that go on for close to a year before you even get the contract signed and done. And then, you know, trying to get the money and all of these things allocated. And then when you finally get the budget, okay, this budget isn't enough. You're going to need more to do this. Okay, well, now we got to figure out where we're going to find this extra money. Can we find sponsorship? Or am I going to have to dig into my own pocket to make this happen? Okay, we got the money. We've done everything we're supposed to do. But then on the other end, the flip side, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And it's not like we could hold them hostage and make them do it. We got to wait for them to get it done. So then the timing doesn't add up. So, and these are all these things that no one sees. All they see is when the video comes out, oh, that was a really hot 3.5 minutes. And they don't know it took us 3.5, 4 months to get it all together to even make it work. You know what I mean? Even like when they see us in the club sometimes and see us, you know, moving around the city, like, it looks fun. But a lot of times that's, you know, that's rubbing elbows and you know, hanging out with potential collaborators and potential producers and writers and things of that nature. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's being in the mix, and that's part of the business as well. So you figure we work all day in the studio to do what we're doing, and then we go hang out and try to be in the right places and be seen with the right people in order to, you know, keep up and still be relevant, and then go back to the studio and then go home and raise some kids, and then, you know what I mean? Like, and it's easy for them to see this as just some cool event that happens every day the right way, and it's so far, you know what I mean? This is really hard work, really.
It's funny to me where, you know, like I said, people don't see the amount of work that it takes when you're an independent artist. I remember you telling me, you said, man, Teddy Bear, I would like to have the budget to put on a concert like Justin Timberlake, where he has, you know, the lights to show and everything, to have that kind of budget to do that, because you know what you're capable of doing. At any time when you kind of sit back and just kind of look, are you at peace knowing, say, you know, look, I'm cool with staying in my lane. I don't need all that, because 9 times out of 10, when I get on the stage, I can blow pretty much anybody away with just being a great vocalist.
No, I'm never content, you know, just any lane. I don't want, you know, somebody doing something that, you know I can do. Yeah, I want to do it. You know, and so, you know, I always use Justin Timberlake as a gauge. You know, when I see some of the things that he's done musically, I'm like, that's incredible. And that's the bar. The bar that's raised very high. You know, and some people win the angle, but to me, it looks attainable. I want that bar.
Brother, it was truly, truly an honor to have you back on the Comfort Zone. Much continued success. And remember, family, Tank's official world tour starts March the 7th here in Dallas, Texas. In the meantime, let's get into the latest from the fantastic album Sex, Love, and Pain 2, Birthday, featuring Sia, Sage the Gemini, and of course, Chris Brown, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Girl, it's your birthday.
In here,
tonight. Girl, it's your birthday.
Birthday,
in here, tonight.
Give it to me.
Go, shawty, it's your B-Day. You and your girls taking shots like a relay. I know y'all only come around when the bottles out. Shit, I only come around when the models out. So what's your sign, baby? You a Cancer, a Gemini, baby? You a freak, do you do it for the vibe, baby? I'm just trying to figure out if we can vibe, baby.
Money. I don't wanna waste no time. I just wanna help you celebrate. Cause I don't mean to make you every day. Put them candles out and get down to the cake. I don't wanna waste no time. Baby girl, I know this what you like. Get it in the air, we can take flight. It's a special day, it's only right, girl. Since you walked through the door, it's been like, cause I'll give you all I got and won't look back. What I do today, you don't remember that.
Girl, it's your birthday.
Birthday.
In there.
Tonight.
Girl, it's your birthday.
Birthday.
In there.
Tonight.
You over there staring at me. I'm already making plans, baby. I know what your gift gon' be. You know I'm a
truth, huh? I do all the things you wanna do, huh? He should let you loose, huh? Strip you down to your birthday suit, huh? Since you walked through the door, it's been like, let me show you what it's for, cause I'm,
if you all I got and won't look back,
I won't look back.
What I do today, you don't remember.
I feel like your man knowing your future. He know if he leave you alone, I'ma seduce you. Walk around talking about karma is a bitch, but if I ever say karma, I'ma end it with the suture. Happy birthday, yeah, we gon' get along. Here's a bag of nothing, gon' put it on. What about your ex? You ain't finna check your phone. She respond like, who? I'm like, shit, Mike Jones. All the models out, spend a check and bring the bottles out. Pass them out, what shot you on? Count it out, wildin' out like Nick Cannon and NY. And we gon' get it right, cause
it's your birthday,
birthday.
So it is your birthday. I need to see out there. You can be lying and shit like 5 miles and buying all this shit. And they really, but I'm not talking about it's your birthday month. I'm talking about, it's your birthday in here tonight. You bullshit. Turn up. That I'll be money.
Get it on the floor, girl. Cause the ball is in here. Get it on the floor, girl. Show me that it's real. Get it, girl. 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 Get it, girl.
Your birthday, twerk, 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 twerk that ass.